A decision? Really? Finally?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Thursday morning. General Motors has reportedly decided to sell its European division, Opel. Sources say GM will sell it under conditions to Canadian auto supplier Magna. Now, the automaker will make an official announcement later this morning, and that'll end months of back and forth over the fate of Opel. This morning, Congress reopens its investigation into how government investigators missed Bernie Madoff's $65 billion Ponzi scheme. The Senate Banking Committee will look at a 500-page report issued last week by the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. That report details how the SEC botched five investigations into Madoff's business over the last 16 years. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us live from our Washington Bureau with the latest. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So why is the Banking Committee looking into this yet again?
Well, they're going to hear today from the SEC's Inspector General, whose report is pretty embarrassing for the agency that's supposed to be policing Wall Street. In hindsight, the government's investigators missed a lot of very obvious signs of what Madoff was up to. And the senators will also hear from one industry insider who tried to get the SEC to look more closely at Madoff almost 9 years ago. And so senators are asking, who's minding the store?
And what did the Massachusetts Secretary of State do to add to the discomfort here?
That's right. He released a Madoff phone conversation from back in 2005 where Madoff basically thumbed his nose at SEC investigators, saying, you don't have to be too brilliant to put them off the trail. The SEC is looking so amateurish that Chairman Mary Shapiro last week apologized for the incompetence.
And what about the thousands of clients who lost billions of dollars in that scheme, John?
Yeah, the government's beginning to sell off some of Madoff's properties, homes, yachts, even clothing, and that money could ease a small bit of the creditors' pain.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale joining us from our Washington Bureau. John, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check numbers. European shares are up right now, generally 0.5%. The Bank of England today left interest rates at 0.5% as well, the 6 month in a row that it's kept the record low rate. Asian stocks closed mostly higher. The Federal Reserve helped Wall Street yesterday to a fourth rally in a row with some news that the economy is stabilizing. The Nasdaq rose about 1% and the Dow about 0.5%, 50 points to close at 95.47. There's a new report out today that shows the number of American households threatened with foreclosure has been holding steady. The numbers from August are another sign that efforts by lenders to help distressed borrowers may be having an impact. Of course, it's only 1 month, not a trend. RealtyTrack reports that one in 357 homes received a foreclosure filing last month. That's up 18% from a year ago.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsor of Retirement Revolution, airing on PBS September 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Local listings at pbs.org. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com.
It was a year ago next week that Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy. The investment bank's demise set off a market spiral and helped deepen our nation's financial crisis. It also left thousands of people out of work. One of them was Dave DeMuro. He was Lehman's director of global compliance and regulation. And this morning he tells us how his world changed in his own words.
This time last year, I was at Lehman Brothers, a place that I'd been for about 24 and a half years. It was really a very collegial environment, a place where we worked hard but felt very, very good about what we were doing. And so that added really to the tragedy of the firm's demise. When I got the email that the firm was filing bankruptcy, it's really difficult, kind of difficult to comprehend what that might mean. Certainly by the end of September, I knew that that I would be coming to the end of my tenure. About 30% of the firm was owned by employees, which meant that at the time that the firm went bankrupt, that its employees suffered losses in the billions of dollars. I lost a lot of money, but I think, more to the point, a whole lot of people lost a lot of money as a result of what happened in late 2008. still have my home. I have a job. I still have enough working brain cells that I'm able to make a living. And for that, I'm extraordinarily grateful. My purview and compliance director was to make sure that we were operating within the rules laid down by the regulators and by Congress, and I think that we had largely done that. In retrospect, I wish we hadn't gotten as deeply involved in mortgage securitizations. Sure. Do I wish we hadn't had the level of exposure that we did in the commercial real estate market? Of course. But that's easy to say now, isn't it? What do I think should have happened? Obviously, I would have been much happier had Lehman Brothers continued to exist. I was proud to have worked there, proud of the work that we had done. You know, I'm always going to be disappointed about the fact that we weren't able to make it.
Former Lehman Brothers executive Dave DeMuro. Marketplace's Amy Scott produced our story. You can hear more from Inside Lehman, how the financial crisis has changed lives, inside our website, marketplace.org. Finally, General Motors will reportedly start airing TV ads this weekend highlighting the new GM. It'll feature its new chairman, Edward Whittaker Jr., showing off the automaker's new vehicles. And it got us thinking about some old commercials from the early 1980s. They featured another car company, Chrysler, and its chairman, Lee Iacocca, and a new car lineup.
And a wagon so versatile, so right for America today, we can't build enough of them. Not bad for a company that had one foot in the grave.
Chrysler went on for another 25 years after that near-death experience, only to file bankruptcy again this year. Both it and GM have cost the government, taxpayers, us, tens of billions of dollars for a couple of huge, rebuilt automaking engines. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.